everyone, and welcome back to Jola Speaks. I trust you're keeping well and keeping safe. God is amazing. Remember that God has the whole world in His hands. In His hands. So whatever you're going through, what you think, you're scared, you're worried, well, God has the whole world in His hands. Nothing is what is not in God's hands. God sees, God works. Things have already been created. God has aligned things. Just trust in Him and keep following and obeying His word to you and I. Keep obeying His word to you and I. Submission is the name of success in this game. Submission to God is the name of success. It is the yardstick at which you measure success, because you find that as you submit, God is leading you, and He's leading you into success. Yes, you may fall and stumble and time, but trust me, continue showing up and doing what God's asking you to do. He's leading you to where He has purpose and predestined you to be. I read from 2 Samuel 3 verses 22 down to 29. Or 30, I reached 30. Holy Spirit, thank you for this opportunity to speak about the Word of God. I don't take it for granted. Thank you for using me as a vessel. Thank you for helping me to be consistent. Thank you for helping to bless people. Lord, I'm grateful for all you have done through me. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for ministering to me. And Lord, as I speak, Lord, all of you, less of me, I pray that people hear this word and are so encouraged and intrigued to go and learn more about you, to know more about you, to do more of what you have called them to do, and to submit entirely to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Open the heart, open the mind. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. 2 Samuel 3 verses 22. I read the NIV version. And I will encourage you, please join me in reading your Bible. Just then, David's men and Joab returned from a raid and brought with them a great deal of plunder. Now, David's men were led by Joel, which was his own command line chief. But Abner, and by the way, Abner had killed Joel's brother, Abishai, I think it's called, Asahel, yes, Asahel. So I killed his brother already. And so obviously, that pain was still there. Continue. But Abner was, and today we're discussing, and today our topic is called healing. Kill. It's important to heal. It's important to what? Heal. Now I continue. Oh, I start again actually. Just then, David's men, 2 Samuel 3 22. Just then, David's men and Joab returned from a raid and brought with them a great deal of plunder. But Abner was no longer with David in Hebron, because David had sent him away and he had gone in peace. When Joab and all the soldiers with him arrived, he was told that Abner, son of Ner, had come to the king and that the king had sent him away and that he had gone in peace. Now, clearly, Joab did not know the agreement between Abner and David at that point in time. Just found that, you know, Abner was with David and he felt this guy is deceptive, run from him. So Joab went into the king and said, "What have you done? Look, Abner came to you. Why did you let him go? Now he is gone. You know Abner, son of Ner. He came to deceive you and observe your movements and find out everything you are doing." Joab then left David and sent messengers after Abner, and they brought him back from the cistern at Syria. But David did not know it. Now, when Abner returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside into an inner chamber and as if to speak to him privately, and there to avenge the blood of his brother Asahel, Joab stabbed him in the stomach and he died. just to say here that this is the same way Abner killed Asahel. Now, we all know that Abner warned Asahel to stay back, but no one knows if that story came out. Because it says that, I read 2 Samuel 2 verses 20, verse 33 says, verses 23 says, but Asahel refused to give up the pursuit. So Abner thrust the butt of his spear into Asahel's stomach, and the spear came out through his back, which is exactly the way Joel killed Abner. Heal. Later, when David heard about this, he said, I and my kingdom are forever innocent before the Lord concerning the blood of Abner, the son of Abner, of Ner. May his blood fall on the head of Joab and the whole family. May Joab's family never be without someone who has a running sore or leprosy, and who leans on a crutch, or who falls by the sword, or who lacks food. And verses 30 says, Joab and his brother Abishai murdered Abner because he had killed their brother Asahel in the battle of at Gibeon. You see, this passage just reinforces the need for healing. Healing. You see, a few verses before this, right? Chapter 2. We discussed this a bit 2 or 3 weeks ago. Asahel was Joel and Abishai's brother. Asahel was as fast as a gazelle. I think from what I read, you know, he was going at 60 miles an hour. He could run that fast. You know, and he ran fast and was chasing on to Abner, trying to obviously cause havoc. Abner warned him a couple of times, he did not answer. Abner puts his spear on him. It goes back goes through his stomach to his back, and he dies. They take up Asahel, bury him, but you know, Joel still was focused on avenging the death of his brother. And so even the way he killed Abner was the same way Abner had stabbed Asahel. It's painful to see and hear, which just brings to the point healing, right? Like he was looking for a way out of the pain. He was looking for a way out to avenge. That, you know, I will do it back to you the way you have done it to me. So that, you know, I avenge that. It was not his place to avenge. If you look at Jesus, how do you want, or if you look at how they killed Jesus, if God was a God of avenging, do you think any of them would, how do you think, you know, God would have avenged Jesus' death? How? Like, God is a God of mercy. God is a God of mercy. You know, yes, there are consequences of actions, but we should not be the one to make that consequence of the actions. Let God handle it. In this case, Joel was so determined to avenge his brother's death. He was focused on doing all he can do by fire, by force, to avenge the death of his brother. He didn't need to. All he needed to do was just to heal. Went to do. What was the point of him killing her? Because he did it, he now got his whole, him and his family line were cursed. Either someone dies with a sword, or someone is to go there hungry, or someone has a sore or leprosy because of avenging his brother's death. He didn't need that cause. At least David didn't kill him because a lot of people, they might have killed the person, but David didn't kill him because he knew how important Joel was to him. But he still went with the cause because he was avenging and doing what he was not supposed to do. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, Vengeance is mine. That's God's. To read a Bible verse on this. He said in Deuteronomy 32 verses 25, he says, it is mine to avenge. I will repay in due time. Their foot will slip. Their day of disaster is near and their doom rushes upon them. It is not of us to do the vengeance. It is not for us to pay back or repay. No. Let go. The biggest help we can help us is to heal, so that we don't start positioning and doing things that God didn't send us to do because of you know, anger, because of hurt, because of pain. Joel was clearly in pain. His brother had died, you know, through Abner, and he was probably looking and searching for him all the while, probably having no peace in his heart because of his brother's death, and because of that, when he had the opportunity to kill him, he did. The Bible says vengeance is mine. It doesn't say you must seek vengeance yourself. No, let God handle it. Don't let the catastrophe come from you or I. It's not our work. Let God handle, because end of day, there are causes of actions. God forgives. Sin are forgiven, but they are causing of the action that one has done. So let God handle it. Let's not think that we have to be one to show them or do. What are we showing? Can you show people the way God will show them? No. No. And so we should focus more on our healing. You know, maybe an event has happened that was very heartbreaking, very horrible, very, very, very inhumane in many cases. In this case, for example. Let's focus on us healing our hearts, so that those things don't define or make us become somebody that we are not meant to be because of the hatred or the pain or the frustration. Let God heal our hearts. Let's go to God for, God, heal me. You know, this morning I'm asking God, God, please heal me from this hurt. Heal me. Keep asking God continuously, because, you know what, I don't want to avenge. There's no point. There's no point. But I want God to heal me, so that those things don't define me. I'm going to become somebody that I am not meant to be, or God has not called me to be. God has called us to love. It's very evident, which means that anything that may prevent us from loving someone else is something that's also affecting us and affecting what we are called to on earth. And so we should fight those things with our lives and continue to strive to live in love, strive to be in love. And so I'm here to tell you today, whatever it is, have mercy, move, focus more on your healing or my healing, and let God do with the rest. Let God, because I always say, when God begins to fight for people, I've seen God fight for me. Honestly, it had nothing to do with my hands. When I know God is going to fight for me, I say, God, please, I beg. I just beg, I say, please. Because I'm like, But you see, I didn't need to stress or live in pain or frustration or the hurt or the unforgiveness. I didn't need to live in that. I want to have peace, happy and joyful. Because the enemy is trying to put you in that position so you can help him do his work. Because when you are in that position of hurt, of pain, of anger, you are more susceptible to the enemy's lies. It's just normal. Because you say, he will not give you beautiful thoughts that can amplify what you are saying, that make it look so huge and big. I mean, it's just all lies. But if you're living in love and joy and peace, when those thoughts comes, it doesn't stick. But so which is why you need to heal. I need to heal, so that, you know, we all see things in love and joy and keep going as God asks us to do, and let him handle the rest. In fact, you will be praying for them. In fact, actually pray for them. I do that a lot, and it really helps. Focus on your healing, not revenge. It's pointless. Because guess what? Even after you think you have revenged, you will find that those things, or the joy you experience is actually not there. You don't express anything. It's just blah. And you continue to live because you have not healed. The first thing is to just focus on healing. God heal you. Open your heart to God to heal. And whatever I ask you to do to get help, please go ahead and do it. But make sure you heal. That's the best present, the best you can do for yourself, so that you don't become something else or something God has not called you to. God help you. And I want to pray for you right now. The Holy Spirit, if anyone needs healing, if they are hurt in their heart, something has hurt, something has devastated them, something that may even be inhumane, something that has made them feel horrific, horrible, whatever it is, whatever emotion that comes, whether it's shame, pain, insecurity, whether it is deception, whatever it is, or being used, Lord, heal their heart from the very roots, so they can live in joy, happiness, peace, and not be confined to the enemy's plans. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. Thank you for listening to me today. God bless you. God bless you. I love you. Bye. And if you feel you need to talk to somebody, you know, about this, send us a message. Hopefully I see it. I probably will see it. Most likely on Instagram. And I'm happy to speak to you and pray with you. Thank you. Take care. Bye.